like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Get, tell somebody, get used to it. And your, as your days are, so shall your strength be. The just have to live by faith. Today you might not see where you're going to get the strength or the wisdom that you need to deal with the situation this week. Lord, I just don't know how. Well, don't worry about it. Stay in intimate relationship with God. And when Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever that day comes, God says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. Amen. He may wait till you get into that business meeting to speak to you. Yes, amen. But when he speaks, that's the wisdom that can neither be gainsaid nor resisted. That's the mind of God. How many desire God's wisdom? Come on, how many really desire the wisdom of God? I was talking about this the other day. I'm fascinated with just some of the one-liners that Jesus made. But he was able to shut down everything in the spirit. Take, for example, when they came to stone the woman that they had spied on and took in the act of adultery. Isn't that's kind of wicked, ain't it? They bust in on her. She's a prostitute. They bust in on her and take her in the act. We're going to take him to Jesus and see what this prophet, so-called prophet, says, because we know he's not going to agree with Moses, because Moses says she's supposed to be stoned. So here they all are with their big stones, and they throw it down at Jesus' feet. And they say, we caught this woman. We took her in the act of adultery. Moses says she's to be stoned. Now, what do you say? Really, they wasn't they was ready to stone her and him. Amen. Because see, if he didn't have the right words, if he would have denied Moses, but see, Jesus is too wise for that. Amen. Come on, what did he say? He was writing in the sand, cool as a cucumber. He looked up at him and said, you that are without sin, cast the first stone. Now, that had nothing to do with the woman. But it dismantled everything in the spirit. When we inherit the kingdom, listen, we pray all the time, thy kingdom come. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. That's what happens and manifests when we inherit the kingdom. You don't have to look for signs. Signs follow you. Amen. I said, you don't have to look for miracles. Look for, you know, you decree things and they follow you. These signs shall follow them that believe. Why are you always looking for them? Why don't you let them follow you? Yeah. Stop looking all the time for the promises of God and look for the God of the promises. Yeah. That's simple, but it's so profound. Stop just looking for what God needs to do or promise to do. Start looking to him. Yeah. When you do, it takes a whole lot of pressure and stress off of you. Yeah. Matthew 7:21. Did we read that already? Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter. They may see it, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
There is a move of God coming to the Treasure Coast that you do not want to miss. Apostle Trevor Banks invites you to the 30th anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 27th through the 31st. The heavens will be open and there will be a great outpouring of God's Spirit. God has a reset plan for His church. Don't miss it. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or go to trbanks.com.
I was talking to someone the other day, and this verse came up where this group said, "Lord, have we not done many mighty works in your name?" Now think about that a minute. They said, "Have we not done many mighty works in your name?" And Jesus said, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." Look what he says, "For I never knew you." He never knew them. They never entered. Amen. But yet they did works, many mighty works. Look what he said, "I never knew you." We were never intimate. That word new, K-N-E-W, is the same K-N-E-W in the book of Matthew that says after Jesus was born, later on, Joseph knew Mary, his wife.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And they conceived other children.
Amen.
You see, Jesus says to a group of people, "You've done a lot of things. There's a lot of works you've done. Great works, good works, mighty works. But I never knew you. We were never intimate. You were never birthed from me."
Amen. Amen.
Let me say it this way. We never had real intercourse.
Amen. Amen.
You saw, you knew, but you never entered.
Amen.
You did a lot of things. You gave a lot of money. You did all that for my house. Yeah, but I never knew you. We don't know you. You don't know me. It's not contingent upon your work. It's contingent upon who you are. What you have become. What are you becoming? In this darkness that covers the earth, the Lord says in the midst of it, arise and shine. There is a grace on the people of God today like never before. Many are just seeing it. But they're so caught up in the darkness that they're not entering it. And some that have entered, listen, it's time to inherit. Amen. The Lord said to Israel, "I'm taking you somewhere. I've promised you this land, but let me forewarn you. There are seven nations in this land stronger than you, mightier than you. If you're not careful, they will intimidate you. They will provoke you. They will harass you.
Amen.
And if you let them, they will defeat you."
Amen.
But he said, "Nonetheless, I've given you a promise."
Amen.
So God's not concerned with the challenges we face. Do you understand what I mean? It doesn't matter how big the challenge is. How big is your God? Amen. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. How big is the Lord in your life? Can you really say you know him? And he knows you. Or will in that day you say, "We've done many mighty works." But he said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." The work you did was due to your skill set, to your abilities. Everybody's got gifts. But the work that we do must be from our intimacy with God. Amen. Not aside from God, but because of God. Not without God, but all tied up in God. We're here as his ambassadors and representatives to have dominion. Here's where a lot of people miss it. They try to take dominion over people. God hadn't given you dominion over one soul. Hello, somebody. That old evil, wicked worker on your job, God didn't give you dominion over them. And some people that don't understand warfare, they just put up with it. They just put up. They pound on you all the time. Do you understand? It's a wicked spirit behind that. Amen. It's an evil spirit. You have authority and dominion over them. Amen. I declare when you get victory over evil spirits, folks will calm down. Amen. Folks will act like they got some sense. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Sometimes God will make your enemies your footstool. But you got to understand the battle when you're in a kingdom is about a kingdom clashing with a kingdom. Yes. It's not flesh against flesh. Yes. But a lot see this and they just see people as their enemy. Yes. No, that's a soul that's lost. That's a soul that needs God just like everybody else. That's a soul that's being manipulated by evil spirits. But you can bind. Whatever you bind on the earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. That's the battle. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That's why I said you got to guard your heart and watch so that your heart doesn't grow cold against people. They don't know. The Lord on the cross said, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. You have any kind of anointing on your life, you're going to have people that oppose you because they're threatened by you. Because your spirit is strong. You know who you are. You know where you're going. You know what you're carrying. People will be afraid of you. People won't like you. Amen. Because most people don't know where they're going. Don't know who they are. Don't know what they got. Amen. You might as well get used to it. If they did it to a green tree, they'll do it to a brown tree. But oh, thank God he has made us to be more than conquerors. We always triumph. There's always a way. We are breakthrough believers. We are kingdom citizens. Amen. And the kingdom is here to swallow up other kingdoms. But you got to get in the kingdom. You got to inherit the kingdom. You got to be kingdom minded. Amen. Now I want to touch on something here. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Amen. Time to draw some lines in the sand. Amen. Time to separate wheat from chaff. Yes. Sheep from goat. Yes. Wheat from the tares. Know ye not that the unrighteous Amen. Shall not inherit. There's inherit. Amen. Inherit. So there are people that see the kingdom or are in the kingdom that can be living in unrighteousness.
Amen. Amen.
Paul wasn't talking to sinners here.
Amen.
He's talking to the church.
Amen.
The Corinthians.
Amen.
You hear me say it all the time, and God help us. Casual Christians in this time will become, carnal Christians are going to become, many of them are going to become casualties.
Amen.
Amen. Because they give place to the devil.
Amen.
Look what Paul is saying to the Corinthian church. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived.
Amen.
Come on. Don't be deceived. First thing on the list is fornicator. How many places are people allowed to just, how many places is that allowed to run rampant, never spoken about, never challenged, just pay your tithe, just give your dues, just sing in the choir, just do whatever. But the Lord says here, don't be deceived. This person's not going to inherit the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.